Good afternoon. I'm Kate Manahan. Thank you for joining me for the 220th edition of New Mainers Speak. This is a bi-weekly, half-hour program where you can hear firsthand about the lives of some of Maine's immigrants. During this show, we visit with individuals regarding their life stories and enduring hopes as New Mainers. My guests today are Maya French and Alan Iguiraneza. Maya is a professional violinist with the musician-led Palaver Strings, and Alan is a junior from Casco Bay High School who is partnering with Palaver Strings this season as the narrator and singer in their Welcome Home concert series. If you wish to explore photos of the group while we talk, you can go to New Mainers Speak's Facebook page to link to their images, programs, and upcoming concert dates. Welcome to New Mainers Speak, Alan and Maya.
Thank you for having me.
Sorry, had your mics off.
Thank you for having us.
Palaver Strings is so unique as a 13-piece, conductorless group of social justice-seeking collaborative musicians. Maya, can you introduce us to the conceptual underpinnings of Palaver Strings for anyone who's not yet had the pleasure of experiencing the warm light you cast on audiences wherever you go?
Yeah, so as you said, Palaver is a 13-member group. We make most of our decisions through consensus. All of us are musicians in the group. We play violin, viola, cello, and bass. So a lot of us, or all of us, have classical performance, classical music performance degrees. And we are all co-artistic directors of the organization. We're also a nonprofit. So instead of just having one, we all are equal parts in kind of the artistic vision of the group. We produce several, about 50 full group performances a year, each performance season, and they are broken into several different topics, and they can be kind of exploring different kinds of music, and often they'll be linked to a specific cause or social issue, or something that we care about as a group or that we feel that young people or society should be thinking about through music, often using music as kind of a vehicle to create community and inspire people to connect. We are also starting a music school in Portland. So we've recently relocated from Boston, Massachusetts to Portland, Maine to start a music school. It's an after-school strings program that actually starts in early childhood sites around the city where we teach early childhood music. And then at age 4, they can start taking strings with us after school. And it's been really delightful. We just started officially in September, and we're working with 240 kids under the age of 5 at different sites. And then we have a robust 10-kid kindergarten strings program. Yeah, so this, yeah, that's it.
That is really exciting. Is this a new way of envisioning orchestral strings? Is it happening in other towns, or are you all super fresh?
Yeah, it definitely is. We have a lot of role models around the country. There's maybe a handful of conductorless string orchestras that are really successful around the world. Orpheus is a conductorless orchestra, not a string orchestra. And A Far Cry in Boston is they might be 17 to 20 members, and they're great mentors and friends of ours. And they have performances kind of in more of the conventional classical setting where they're performing in really big, amazing spaces, but they have really amazing programming, and they also have the co-artistic directorship model. I think Palaver is a little different because we've kind of decided to use classical music, or what we specialize in with classical music, to take it outside of conventional concert spaces and connect on different topics.
It's really beautiful what you're doing.
Thank you.
And Alan, a mere 16 years ago, you were born in Burundi in the heart of Africa, and now you're performing with a diverse group of professional musicians when you're not at high school.
Yeah.
How did you become connected with Welcome Home Tour?
I was connected with the Welcome Tour by a man called Jeff Taylor. He was a coach of mine at the Telling Room, if you know what it is. Yeah, it's a writing program. And he texted me saying, there's this woman called Maya. She's a friend of mine. And she heard you sing. And she would like you to be part of the Welcome Home Tour. And that's how I got into it.
Wow. Yeah. How do you make time for these concert tours?
I'm a singer outside of school. So I just try to find time whenever I can. When I don't have homework, I can just...
You have passion.
Them. Yeah. That's what I love to do.
Love it. Maya, what's the Welcome Home Tour specifically all about this time? You said they're often connected to social issues. How did you pick this theme and name for your musical tour through Maine at this time?
Yeah, this is the first time we're actually touring through the state with this program. We did a similar immigration-centered program in Boston called Seeking Sanctuary 2 years ago with three Boston immigrant groups, which went really well. It was not a tour, but we performed it several times at the Boston Center for the Arts, and that inspired the Welcome Home to come to life. Welcome Home is definitely tied to Maine and where we're at, and Janet Mills is a governor. And so we developed this kind of as Maine, an organization that just recently moved to Maine. Some of us are from Maine, but a lot of us are not and are international or from other places in the States. And we really want to connect and help celebrate some new Maine immigrant groups and kind of identify with the idea of if you weren't brought here by force generations ago, or if you're not an indigenous person, then you've had some kind of immigrant experience if you're living in America. And it's amazing that Maine, especially Lewiston, Auburn, and Portland have changed so much in the recent years, but that many rural towns in around the state have not really experienced new Maine cultures. So the idea is to kind of bring three new Maine cultures, or two new Maine cultures and one that's been here for several generations, and celebrate them with immigrant artists, kind of featuring immigrant musicians and speakers. So this time we're working with Burundian musicians and speakers, Iraqi musicians and speakers, and Franco-American is the older immigrant group.
That's exciting, and must have been tough to pick.
Very tough, yeah. but we actually are partnered with the Immigrant Welcome Center of Greater Portland in this. They're co-presenting it. So they help select these groups. It's kind of groups that are pretty well represented in Portland right now, and that they feel like the rest of Maine could experience. But who knows, we may do this in the future. You know, every few years it would be amazing, and we could always focus on other...
Picking different cultural backgrounds.
Right.
Yeah, that's exciting. If you're just joining us, welcome. You are listening to New Mainers Speak. I'm Kate Manahan, and my guests today are Alan Igiraneza, and he's a high school student from Casco Bay. He's performing with Palaver Strings on their Welcome Home Tour this fall. And Maya French is here. She's a native Mainer from Belfast, returned from her Boston training, a concert violinist, and a member of Palaver Strings, which is a musician-led orchestra in their sixth season, doing 50 concerts a year. Alan, how old were you when you left Burundi?
I was 11 years old, I would say.
So you were old enough to really have a lot of memories there. What was your first memory here, or something that really struck you when you arrived?
That would be the snow, because we came in a period where snow was hitting hard.
Winter?
Yeah. Winter. My first memories were just seeing the snow for the first time. And like, since I was young, I wanted to see snow. So seeing that for the first time was really amazing.
I'm curious about when you were a kid, what were your impressions of snow since you hadn't ever seen it? And maybe people around you had never seen it. What did you think about it? Did you read about it in books or...
Not really, I would say, in the TV. And most of the time I would think it's just white things coming out of the air. But just seeing it and coming here and seeing how cold it is and not the thing I was imagining in my head was really fun. I mean, I love winter now, but yeah.
You do?
Yeah, I love winter.
You just have to dress right.
Yeah.
That's tricky at first, isn't it? To realize how many layers.
Yeah.
Real layers, not just cotton.
Yeah, I know. And the things you can do in winter are really fun. Like, I went ice skating, skiing for the first time. And yeah, so it's really fun.
That's terrific.
Yeah.
One of the questions you all are asking on your tour is for people to say their mother's names and where their mother's people came from. I wondered if you would do that here today for us.
Yeah, so my mom is called Diane, and she's from Gitega in Bujumbura. Not in Bujumbura, but in Burundi.
In Burundi.
It's a province in Burundi.
And do you know her family well?
Yeah, I would say, yeah.
Are there any other members of your family that were already here before you arrived?
My mom's cousin was here when I arrived.
That helps, doesn't
it?
Yeah,
it was really helpful.
And you entered sixth grade when you came?
Yeah.
So you've been in the Portland public schools for a while.
Yeah.
Yeah. Did you go to King?
Yeah, I went to King Middle School.
What was that like?
It was actually really fun. I loved King Middle School. That's where I started singing. And since then, I've loved singing and I've loved the school. Yeah.
When you're having a little time to sing on your own, what kind of music are you drawn to?
I would say R&B singing. I'm an R&B singer, I would say. And yeah, that's what I focus more on, I would say.
And so when you sing with Palaver Strings, are you singing some R&B?
No. I will be singing cultural songs, Burundian songs, which is kind of outside of my comfort zone, but I love trying new things, so.
Wow, that's pretty impressive for 16 to stand up there on stage and sing traditional music with an orchestra backing you up.
Yeah.
Because the music's playing in the background. You're working together with these cultures, I'm guessing.
Yeah, and we actually have, Alan has a family friend who is the main singer of the Burundian segment, Maisha Mustafa, and he has written one of the songs, and Alan, and it's been amazing to just see them interact vocally, and there's a drummer as well, but.
Yeah. I'm so excited about your concert that I actually bought 4 tickets, and I'm going to invite a bunch of friends and see who I can get to come join me when you're here in Portland.
Yeah.
I can't wait. Now, of course, knowing you too makes the concert even so much more fun. So these are some of the questions that you're going to be asking as Palaver Strings is going to interact with audiences across the state to explore individuals' concepts of home, not just bring their vision, but ask you to think a little bit about what home means. And you have 5 questions. One of them is, when I smell blank, I know I'm home. I love that question. Maya, what do you associate with home, being from Belfast? What smell feels like home?
I actually grew up a little bit outside of Belfast, like on the Swanville border and on kind of in the woods. And we heated our house only by wood. So I definitely associate like the wood smoke smell with home, because every morning that was, especially in the winter or the cold months, that was how we started the day. And it's just very comforting, and it's amazing to be connecting with the outside world every day in that way. Yeah.
And you have 5 questions, but you certainly started with more than 5 questions. How did you choose which questions to ask people about?
Yeah, well, we're playing music from each of these cultures, about 3 selections from each culture, and it's broken into 3 different segments. And the speakers are kind of speaking in the beginning and the end, and they also are speaking during their segment, and they've been working really closely with an amazing woman, Marty Pottinger. She's a kind of an acting director, facilitator in the area. We found her through one of our partners, Portland Ovations. And she had helped me select these questions and narrow them down. I think really thinking about different senses of how you think about home and how they connect with your senses. And trying to make it so easy that people can really maybe have similar things, like maybe it's food. The speakers, it's really interesting, in the first meeting when they were talking about these questions, they came up with very similar experiences. Like they talk about bread in the script and how they each think about bread as a food that really connects to home, but it's not the same bread, but it's still bread. And so that we all can kind of connect to these same questions. And one thing that the questions, the script is obviously based on the questions and the music. We've been thinking about them as we practice the music, but the audience really gets to interact with them. They'll be in everyone's program, and we've had an art installation that will be in the lobby of each concert that was created by a New Portland artist, T.T. Baccarat, and he created this collage. It's really colorful and vibrant and has kind of a collage of faces and maps of Maine through atlases, and there's space on this paper for audience members to write and draw their answers to these questions or their thoughts and reflections. So that's the idea, is that that will travel around the state and be added to by everyone.
I think that's so fun to get to participate. And it really levels the playing field, doesn't it? Because we all have a sense of home wherever we're from. Some people, multiple senses of home.
Yeah.
You know, the home that they never got to live in, that they just hear about. The home that they made for themselves in a camp. And then the home that they found when they came here. But all of us claim it as home. Whenever I drive into Maine and I see welcome home on the Maine sign, I'm impressed with the openness that our state provides for people coming in and coming back.
Yeah.
That's both of you.
Yeah.
Love that you came back. So I'm really looking forward to seeing how you all creatively braid Maine's cultural musical sounds from away into an interactive program. I wondered if you could tell us where people might catch you for this upcoming concert tour if they're listening from outside of Portland area.
So we have 7 official performances beginning this Thursday, November 7th at Denmark Art Center in Denmark, Maine, near the border of New Hampshire. And then we're going to Belfast Crosby Center on the 8th. The 9th will be in Bar Harbor at the Criterion Theater. And on the 10th, we're going to Eastport, to Eastport Art Center. So excited to take the group who's new to Maine and our guests up the coast. It's going to be really beautiful. And then on the 14th, we'll resume in Portland. We'll be at Port City Music Hall. That's Thursday, the November 14th. And then 15th will be in Gardiner at Johnson Hall. And the 16th will be at the Center Theater in Dover Foxcroft. So going a little more inland the second weekend. And actually this afternoon, in a few hours, Ellen and one of the other speakers, Ria, and 4 members of Palaver Strings are going to go to Indigo Arts Alliance on Bayside in Portland. And we'll be having a facilitated conversation about these questions, kind of a pre-concert event discussion. And that's facilitated by the director, Marty Pottinger.
That's so very cool. Can people, if they missed any of that, find you on Instagram? Or how would people find out what's going on today and in the upcoming concert?
We have Instagram and Facebook, Palaver Strings, P-A-L-A-V-E-R, Strings. And our website is probably the best place, has ticket links to everything, and that's palaverstrings.org. And you can find kind of upcoming programs for the rest of the season, but specifically this tour is featured right now.
So I think that's exciting. So what are you dreaming of for your organization going forward?
Yeah, and that's a huge question. I think we took about 2 years to make this transition to Maine while doing performance series in Maine and around the country. We still perform often in Boston, but I think the group is really passionate about being performing musicians and continuing to have programming like an orchestra or a string quartet or a band would. So it will be a mix of touring a little bit, but then producing our own programs, about 5 a year that focus on different topics. We just programmed our season for next year last week, and we'll have a program of kind of scoring a silent film just for fun. It's going to be like comedy, very old films that we will play live music to during it. And then we'll have a program about climate change. And in the spring, we have an all-female composers program, and we're working with a hip-hop trio. So we have many different ideas, and the group, we're kind of always working on things that are coming up, but also 2 years out. to try to get music written for us or work with different collaborators. Like this Welcome Home tour took about a year to plan and come to fruition. So I think there's the performance aspect and really connecting with audiences and just creating safe spaces and allowing people to access classical music, the music we love, but also other kinds of music and kind of connect to live performance itself. And then the school, we are just starting with kindergarten and under right now, but we hope to go through 12th grade and eventually have students performing and working together in a way that we work together, which is without a leader or switching leadership and kind of being citizen artists or artist activists. So that's kind of what we're really dreaming about right now, and we'll see what happens. It's a long time away.
Well, I think it's like a dream come true job that you've created for yourselves, where you can really believe in what you're doing and use your skills to raise awareness and benefit other people and make a more socially just community.
Yeah, it is a dream come true. It's a lot of work, a lot of sweat equity, and we really love it. A lot of us are also working in the administration of the group or as teachers, and so there's many different ways to work for Palaver once you're a musician. We're so happy to be in this community specifically right now because of what you said earlier. We feel like Maine is really embracing new people and new cultures and new ideas, and it's not so saturated or segregated in the art scene or in the immigrant scene as Boston is. So we're really happy to be here.
Did you find Boston to be more segregated?
I think it is, and definitely has many different arts programs that aren't really working together. I mean, amazing arts programs and models that we're using right now. But I think it's different to be in a community where there's A, not a musical group that's like us, but B, where there's ways for us to partner, for instance, with social service organizations really easily and kind of build relationships with many different types of people because the city seems to be embracing this change right now, which is cool.
Yeah, all together.
Yeah.
And how about you, Alan?
Yeah.
You're just 16, but where do you see yourself in 5 years if, like, all your dreams come true?
That's a hard question. I would say I want to see myself as a singer who inspires others. I'll also see myself as... it's really hard. Maybe working in hotel management, maybe. I love being in a hotel and working there. Just the feeling of working and seeing other people. And yeah, that's what I would say I want to be focused on in the future. I also see myself going to college. I'm so ready for college. I don't know why, but I am.
It's exciting.
Yeah, so...
Do you have a dream college picked out yet?
Maybe Bowdoin. Bowdoin College in Brunswick.
That'd be great because we could keep you here and keep hearing your singing voice.
I know. Well, yeah.
That's exciting.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I'm really excited that you all are here, that you chose Portland, Maine, and that you're going to be making music today and into the future, separately and together. Again, they're going to be at Port City in Portland on November 14th, if you're a local. But we invite you to go to either Palaver's Strings website or Facebook page or New Mainer Speak website or Facebook page to get a load of all the other venues that Palaver Strings is going to be hitting in the next couple weeks. That's exciting. You two are wonderful. No wonder Palaver Strings is opening hearts and minds of young and old people and everyone in between all over the state. You're coming at music on traditional stringed instruments with a very fresh and inclusive approach that's simply irresistible. Thank you so much for being my guests today.
Thank you so much, Kate. Thank you.
And thank you all for listening. If you'd like to hear this complete interview or interviews from previous weeks, please visit newmainersspeak.com. I'm Kate Manahan, closing today's program with a song that's from Simple Gifts album by Palaver Strings. Can you tell us about why you chose this song? song for us to close with?
Yeah, I chose this. This is one of the non-classical sets that we have recorded. This is a mixture of three main Maine and Scandinavian inspired fiddle tunes. So starting with Yorkshire Lass, which is by an amazing fiddler in Lewiston area, Greg Boardman.
I like that you chose this one because it shows you all certainly have chops for serious classical work, but this is another sound you're making, which leads toward the working with Iraqi and Burundian and Franco-American sounds.
Yeah.
So it's called again?
Yorkshire Lass.
Yorkshire Lass.